Hello, and welcome to Off the Cuff. I am your host, Chris Martinson, and on this program, every week, we are going to bring you a fascinating guest, where we are going to discuss the economy, energy, or the environment, informally and without a script. Welcome to this Off the Cuff. I've got Charles Hugh Smith with me. Hey, Charles, how are you today?
Good, Chris. Always glad to be here.
Well, good. So you're up early on the left coast. I'm over here on the right coast. I'm a little south of my normal environs. I'm in Miami this week. I've been asked to present at a couple of wealth conferences, which are really populated heavily by family offices. So these are families who have a lot of money. So, you know, think of a name of a family out there who's, you know, were industrial captains or financial leaders of some kind. And so they have what are called family offices, where the family's trying to manage their wealth. And there's a lot of hangers-on to that. You know, you've got your lawyers and accountants and asset managers and all these people who are attached to those offices. So it's kind of an interesting, weird dynamic of things, you know. And what's interesting to me, Charles, is so I'm hanging out with people who are they have a different problem from a lot of folks. They have a lot of wealth, and so they have to manage it. You know, good first world problems to have. But I get to talk to them and find out what they're really thinking. And there's a lot of nervousness out there. And so I was asking, I think I could summarize it this way. If you imagine that you have wealth, is think of wealth in capital letters. And on the other side of you know, it's attached to this other word, which is called gains. And so there's times when you want to preserve your wealth and times you want to, you know, maximize your gains. And of course, these families are concerned about keeping the wealth growing because they know, if they're clever or follow things along, it's hard to keep your wealth. Two, three, four generations, and it's typically all gone. So what their concern is how do we have this wealth preserve and grow so that, you know, as our family grows, we can pass this down through the generations? All very sensible. So if you would imagine that sort of keeping your wealth and gains are in balance with each other, sometimes you might be thinking we really want to grow our wealth, so the gains word is much larger. It's higher, bigger capital letters, and wealth would be smaller. So when I ask people about that sort of balance right now, universally, everybody's like, it's almost like nobody's worried about gains right now. They're all worried about how do we just keep this. Very sophisticated crowd. They're concerned about bail-ins. They're concerned about nowhere to hide. They're concerned about tax compliance, where there's no jurisdictions, especially if you're U.S., where the Treasury Department is just making it increasingly difficult to be in compliance, just even no matter how good you want to be about it, and leaving less and less places to go, and that they're very nervous about where everything's headed. And they're very sophisticated about understanding Fed policy and the fact that this has all been printed. And if I had to, you know, sort of summarize it, this is like, you know, I'm talking to cats who are in a room full of rocking chairs. They just can feel something's off. The few people in there are very bullish and just buying the whole story, but I'm running into a surprising number of people who are not buying the recovery narrative and who are really nervous about all this and feel trapped without a lot of good options.
Yeah. And, you know, Chris, as I listen to you, I'm thinking that's really the same problem that all of us who are, you know, middle class or however you want to define it and have 401ks or some sort of nest egg that we're hoping to preserve, we have the same problem. Whether it's 50,000 or 50 million, you know, it's really a problem that's faces all of us. And so what we can learn from those super wealthy people is normally you do well by following those people. In other words, you know, they pay a lot of people a lot of money to get in early into the next asset bubble. And so you can usually do pretty well for yourself by following those people. But now if they're all confused and cautious, then that says a lot. We don't have anybody to follow.
Yeah. Well, but why, how could you be anything but confused? Otherwise, to not be confused is to say, oh no, it made total sense to me that in France had a horrible terrorist attack on a weekend Friday sort of a zone, and the obvious response to the French stock market on Monday was to explode higher along with US stocks and German stocks and all of that. If that makes sense to you, then I need to talk to you because, that doesn't make any fundamental sense to me. It doesn't from any standard market sense.
To listen to this podcast in full, as well as all our other premium podcasts and articles, please enroll at peakprosperity.com. Simply go to peakprosperity.com/enroll.